Report: Stacey Abrams Align Group spent over $1.2 million on private security in 2021. By Jacob Bliss on February 1, 2022. The Political Action Committee, aligned with Georgia's gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, spent more than $1.2 million on private security in 2021 despite the founder's push to defund the police in the past, according to a report. Fair Fight PAC, a committee to fight voter suppression created by Abrams in 2018 after she lost the gubernatorial campaign to Governor Brian Kemp and refused to concede, claiming there was voter suppression, spent more than over $1.2 million for private security last year, according to Federal Election Commission, FEC, filings reviewed by Fox News. The report noted that the PAC used an Atlanta-based private security firm called Executive Protection Agencies, EPA Security, and paid them more than $550,000 from July 2021 and November 2021, which totaled over $1.2 million throughout last year. However, while the Abrams-founded PAC spends over $1 million on private security, Abrams herself has supported the Defund the Police movement. Fox News described Abrams' consistent attempts to redefine what defund meant in 2020, at the height of the Defund the Police movement, trying to make it sound as if the movement was transforming law enforcement into something else instead of completely dismantling police departments. We have to have a transformation of how we view the role of law enforcement, how we view the construct of public safety, and how we invest not only in the work that we need them to do to protect us but the work that we need to do to protect and build our communities, Abrams said in June 2020. And that's the conversation we're having. We'll use different language to describe it. But fundamentally we must have reformation and transformation. We have to reallocate resources, so, yes. She said in another interview that same month when asked if police budgets should be reduced. If there is a moment where resources are so tight that we have to choose between whether we murder black people or serve black people, then absolutely, our choice must be service. A few days later, she advocated for the redistributive allocation of dollars from police budgets, so that we are not simply investing in public safety, but we're building a safer public through education, through healthcare, through food security, through affordable housing, and that we not see these things as being in conflict, but they have to be part of a holistic vision of what America should look like, what law enforcement and what society should look like in the 21st century. The report also noted that the first executive director of Fair Fight Action, Siani A. Stewart Reed, posted a picture on social media with the acronym M4BL. The acronym stands for Movement for Black Lives, which is a group that has supported the Defund the Police movement and has praised a convicted cop killer. The social media post also said, in defense of black life hashtag defund police hashtag defend black life. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.